A disclaimer before we begin. All meditations and hypnosis are self-applied. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. All meditations are collections of components in training mental awareness and focusing thoughts. Do not drive. Do not operate machinery. Do not do anything which needs heightened focus while listening here. I say this as if you were not about to settle down to rest, a deserved rest. I'm Victoria, and I will be with you on the way to sleep. This is drowsy, deep, and sleepy hypnosis to soothe you on the cusp of rest. The idea being that repeated, anchored experiences will be useful. So, allow yourself time to breathe in and out, and to be with me on a process where one constant is the breath and another is permission. You are permitted to take this time, and anywhere your thoughts go while relaxing is a natural, permitted place for those thoughts to go. Wandering off into sleep ahead of you, but I am further ahead still, having already contemplated these words to supply them to you. Enjoy that company, the sound of my tones entering into your awareness and being allowed to slide back out just as quickly. The weary world you've left behind is this place. As you extend permission to sleep and extend permission to me to speak, revoke permission from anything outside this space. A realm for the growing unconscious exists in front of you, and we proceed toward it. This predictable path exists in you, permitting yourself to stay on course competently, confidently, comfortably, taking every thought on that route, that road, and because it is a route downward, because it is a course, it lets the excess energy of those thoughts spend itself, trucking along the path. Unclench the day before and find your way somewhat more deeply away from it. There is isolating yourself from that day physically as one precaution. And then there is going inward where you are further from the surface. But even if your thoughts come with you, they have plenty of places to get lost. And you can say that to them, kindly, simply. Get lost, thoughts. You're busy. Swapping out what you'd have been doing for this. An easy and simple exchange. Easy, soft, and pleasantly, placidly pacifying. Simpler and simpler to settle down. This is the conclusion of your schedule, and it is time for bed. Anything which existed elsewhere, any lingering thoughts, we repurpose them, putting them in the bin to swap them for an easy comfort. You're practicing that process. A meditative practice of gaining incomplete relaxation. This is a pace you have taken, and you can attach it to your routine. Resting, breathing, relaxing completely as part of a progressing process. And you may just drift away from it. If sleep is near, you needn't keep listening to me, even if you drift away. At a better and better pace, into sleepier, deepier peace. If relaxation is incomplete right now, it progresses to completion in the coming then. Just how much of what you're hearing is suggestion, and how much is just answering a part of you which understands your needs, understands taking care of you, and derives insight into how to do it more normally, more easily, with serene self-carefulness, with constant support. There is room here for you to take your own small mental actions, to softly wave goodbye to the day, to tell yourself anything which soothes, which truly helps you more comfortably fade and drift. As you tell yourself any useful thing, thinking about this peaceful permission in this permissioned state, you know the path you are on. Dreaming is near. Whether the dream of peaceful awakening or of staying here a time with me. More and more soothingly enabled. You are more able to have your proper sleep when you have this permission. And when you have practice. There will be a time when it dawns on you, washing over you in a sudden and elating wave. Fixation. Useful self-mesmerization. You are in a world which seems so different from the rest of the day. This soft and soothing talking, which encourages and contemplates permission for soft and soothing self-talk. Slowly drift attention along your body, scanning, deep scans and shallow ones, gently, unobtrusively curious about yourself, curious about who you are, separated from the weary world outside, and permitted to find that in yourself there is a mechanism for rest, relaxation. And we are operating that lever together. Hand in hand, down the path towards sleep. Notice if there is a light which, unlike outside light, comes from within, a soft color. I envision a purple in this place. A soothing cocoon of purple silken threads, a rejuvenating comfortableness in a chosen resting place. Sunset on my day with purple light on the edge, with all of my discovered comfort and all my easy rest. So too for you. A vision and conceptualization of your resting place, color, glistening, drawing the eye, reflective to show any drowsiness, any yawning? Or do you futilely rest where you are, permitting yourself to not bother spending mental or physical energy? There is a needlessness to that. It's true. Permission to be unbothered, to refrain from watching the course of wakingness as it passes over and through you, moving down the chain of awareness. Down deep, the movement is in a pool of useful comfort belonging to you. A reservoir of permission to rest, where anything unnecessary enters dissolution. It sublimates. My words, which are both from the past and the present, in the now, vibrate physically, helping soothe and massage your awareness, your thoughts. You may rise up or float down, turning over and reflecting. You may expend excess, unnecessary thoughts, dissolution within the pool, and, of course, floating is natural, adjacent to that pooled and accumulated place of permission. When the pieces are right, when you have left the day behind, 5, you begin to understand what the permission and what these words and what company in this process is for. You can see an easy way past all those dissolving outside thoughts, all the weariness of the world. 3, can find a way to pass into your memory. And when this becomes routine, it is just one more useful floating button to push. As vibration carries you, a cloud of the vibration of my voice, accepted where it harmonizes and easily changed to accommodate all your permission, all your needs, winding like that silken purple thread, maybe tied around your finger, to remind you that it's easy to remember to forget the weary world outside, when that purple silken intent is anywhere nearby. Soft and heavy and easy. A tiny reminding tug that begins to unbind, unwind, untense all the muscles, all the body stuff which previously held you to the outside, becomes part of a comfortable, undifferentiated pool of sleepiness inside. The whole day long, that pool accumulates intensity to expend and allow to melt, like you, like me. Like anything which contacts this place, just knows it should be. Floating, sleepy place. Where wandering will exhaust your thoughts. And exhaustion is good for once. Expenditure of your mind, which has long clenched to the day, but in this place, the mind's goal shifts. To be exhausted, expended, and to give excess thoughts something to do, you're welcome. Oneness, wholeness, and relaxation. Running on a frequency which your listening here only briefly occupies. As you listen, an easy, heavy peace takes hold. That frequency fills up, so that in the silence between these words, between these sessions, that whole relaxation, that calm, safe place inside opens. Nestling down one thought into another, deep and calm as you are capable. You are capable of deep sleep, of innocent quiet, of the time made by you for you, connecting proactively, usefully, a positive condition which calls up memories, calming times in your past, peaceful, sedate times, stored for later, stored in that pool. Stored up here to be encountered by you when sliding to this exact place. Memory calls up those past times, peaceful, docile. The body and the mind have had a time to bunch up what is inside and to release. The weary day behind, left behind, fading away. You can wave goodbye. And the focus of your attention is useful, strong, capable of, in good humor, and in a good place, pushing the duties and the day away. They can go down paths here, in your deepness. They can go into that pool of placid peacefulness you increasingly store. You store placid peacefulness in the pathways established by this trance and move through them each time, down, sublime. In your mind's docile place, that proactive, positive care and focus arrive when you sleep. Fuel your return next time in that unconscious watchingness. There is an agreement. This is something which can meet a need and restore. Safely, steadily down to a safe and steady sleep. Pleasant, patient dreams. Whatever allotment of time and care you can receive between now and when you wake, we take a deep breath and agree you deserve positivity and a ration of care, which is your and my sincere wish for you to have. You contain multitudes, and so we have a place for your steady, placid mind to proceed, while all of the awareness of the weary world behind has floated to the other side of that warm docility. Every time you come here, sleep and know. Relaxation gains strength, gains speed, accumulates in energy, so that it is there when you want to draw from it. The body and brain build up tenseness, and those remnants expel. The requirements of a weary world vanish slow. Your brain, its attention, focusing into steady, docile fuzz. The closer you tend to yourself, permit yourself, the more contentment you will find. Easy, drifty sleep. If you could envision your most idealized rest, this would be it. That is what is descending for you now. A session of sleep. Satisfactory sleep. Docile dreams or dreamless quiet. The world continues to turn. Your breathing goes in and out through the most soothed place possible. You. Relaxed path into sleep. You. Peaceful quiet in a dreaming mind. You. Calm, growing, seeming to endure. The calm is really going on quite a long way away, drawing nearer. Breathe. Inhale. Inflate the ease. Exhale. Breathe out. Deflate with ease and peace. Sublime inside, docile in your mind, comforted and comforting, emanating holistic peace, elation, elation and bliss. That's tonight. Described, laid out for your mind to pick up. Inside of you, delightful docility and the peaceful permitted space inside. Conjuring from memory all the sedate, calming happiness you can. This quiet place, rocking in the lullaby of the calming world. Safe, sedate, docile, and able to create a better world for sleep and a permissive path into peace. Radiating that light from before, the light of thread, of a cocoon of useful rest, the deeper mind, which watches, subconscious, unconscious, the undercurrent of you, becomes more capable. Stronger in this skill, happier in this docility. Content that your rest is usefully slow. Taking the long, slow, permitted time, the decision to follow this route. Alongside, cleansing what is necessary. Cleansing what is unnecessary, and remembering how you traveled on your way down. The route you have traveled is one into recovering what you deserve. This rest is what I would wish for you, what you would wish for you. Aligning intentions and welcome quietude. What is here embraces all of you, and you know that. Slowly recovering what you need. In your rest, you are being propelled and carried by your own deepest mind, comfortably surrounded by peace, easily warmed up, the slow warmth beginning in your limbs and spreading inward towards your core. Towards your core, or beginning in your core and heading out to the end of the limbs, toward the end of a process for one night, protected and secure. Your own mind, like that cocoon from before. Present, around you. And I am going to give you extra space to relax. Counting my way. 10 to 1. And each number, I will name an element from what has gone before. With each docile digit, each dreaming invitation, recall that element and your understanding of it. The unconscious mind might pick up details of each one, adding to them beyond what I have elaborated into the mingling, dreamy insight of docile, restful sleep. There is wisdom in letting your mind ask that rarest question. How does this work for me? In me? In my inner world? 10. There is a distant light, peaceable and sleepy, and you relax ever so deeply. You are accompanied on this journey right up until you sleep. 9. And you have given permission, permitted yourself to see this inner world which has passed through you and is now a part of you, shimmering and reflecting only the best and most calming impulses of your lullabied mind. 8. There are places deep and sedate. 7. And you have walked into them, using your excess energies to help yourself spend the remnants of the day. 6. See a placid inner place which calls up useful memories. 5. Peaceful memories. Useful memories. Memories of times you usefully exhausted any overclenched parts of you. 4. Everything you would hold on to will be here. Instead of leaving thoughts and memories of the weary world outside, you have given them somewhere to roam. 3. Forming part of that inner wisdom, part of that restful place. 2. Part of this useful habit to quietly and docilely proceed. 1. Soothed and rhythmically connected to these soothing words, to your soothed heart. And now, sleeping. Very, very far from the starting point. Deep. Breathe. Rest. deep breathing, resting. You are cradled and back. You are cradled and back and forth. Your sleep holds, moves, and comforts you. It is safe here. And it is drowsy here, and we, each with an eye to our particular ways and reactions to these structures and tools I have presented, may go off to nourishing, self-actualizing, and deepening sleep. Good night. Until the next time, and thank you, as always, for listening.